Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, family businesses where the parents aren't ready to retire, but the kids are ready to take over, and why losing top performers isn't always a bad thing. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help to become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Almost 7 in 10 baby boomers plan to work past the age of 65. That means a lot of family businesses are dealing with parents who aren't ready to retire, and their children who aren't sure when and if they'll even run the show on their own. Wall Street Journal columnist Claire Ansberry explored this sometimes awkward scenario with a handful of family businesses. Claire, what did you find?
Well, it looked at a lot of the family-owned businesses where the first generation, or really it could be any generations, but where the older generation is not really ready to retire, even though they may be in their 60s or 70s or even 80s, and their kids are in their 30s and 40s and in management positions, but their parents are still there running the show or trying to run the show or being involved, and it's difficult for the younger generations to really run it the way they want to. They're more prone to take risks, start new ventures, and the older generation, some of them have been through a lot of tough times and made mistakes, and they don't want those mistakes repeated, or they want to keep things safe. They don't want to venture into new things. Mm. That's not always the case, but, that can happen.
Right. What are some of the other reasons?
That they don't want to leave. Some people just don't want to retire. It's been their whole life. Their identity is wrapped up in the company. There's a lot of prestige. It's where their friends are. They don't want to. They may not have hobbies that they've developed. I mean, their whole world has been their company.
What does it mean socially, or perhaps from a business standpoint, when there's no succession here?
Well, socially, I mean, when you have somebody who's been the head of a company, I mean, not only is the world tied up, but all their connections are tied up with that, too. I mean, they golf with their business vendors or their customers or their people in their social community. I mean, that's who their friends are, their network. So they don't want to lose that. As far as the business, they've 20, 30 years of daily dealing with the banks and the customers, the vendors, the suppliers. They really know intuitively how things can go. And that's something that, you can try to teach somebody and show them the ropes. But a lot of things, you just learn from experience.
Thanks, Claire. Wall Street Journal columnist Claire Ansberry. Coming up next, losing top performers. And we're brought to you in part today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Well, companies hate losing top performers to rivals, but recent research suggests letting them go onto better things has its benefits. Young professionals are among today's biggest job hoppers. A 2016 LinkedIn survey found millennials have worked at roughly 4 companies in their first decade after college, compared with about 2.5 companies for the generation before them. Yet in the right circumstances, departures can create a competitive advantage for the company left behind. Researchers at the University of Washington and Georgetown University found increased departure rates led to improvements in a firm's status among survey respondents when the exits were for promotions at high-status law firms. One of the authors of the study said the results suggest it is plausible such departures and subsequent boost in prestige could help companies attract new junior talent at lower wages, though more research is needed to show a link. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.